thousands had gathered for the Sunday service at the large Philadelphia church. But not all of them had come to listen to the message of the minister. In fact, in their midst were men involved with a large organized crime ring, focusing their attention on one purpose: to find the most convenient way to assassinate him. The Lord had greatly blessed the work of this godly preacher, and his church and ministry had flourished. But as the kingdom of God is advanced, claiming new ground, Satan's realm is diminished. Thus, the forces of darkness were motivated to stop this minister of God for good. During the service, the alert, well-groomed criminals learned that the congregation was hosting a special banquet in their minister's honor. So the gangsters began to design a plot to destroy the righteous teacher and his ministry. On the day of the banquet, mob agents infiltrated the kitchen crew and poisoned the cake prepared for the marked pastor's dessert. The room was filled with joy and merriment as people ate, and no one present even suspected that a devious plot was underway. As soon as the plates had been cleared away, dessert was presented. The mouth-watering piece of cake, which was presented to the preacher, held within it both the sweet appreciation of those who dearly loved him and the bitter poison of those who fiercely